Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. Normally, you're going to hear just me all by myself writing and recording some silly story during the week. But it's the weekend. You've had a hard and rough work week, unless you're Caleb, which means it hasn't ended. But it doesn't matter, because I'm going to be taking all of your stories that you've sent in during the week and putting them together into this podcast, The Weekly Challenge. This is number 155. The topic this week was selected by Anima Zabaleta, and it is Rusty Steel. Isn't that a cool topic? Yeah. Well, here's the question. Who's going to go first? Well, that's determined by who won last week. And oddly enough, it was Anima Zabaleta, buried under 2 feet of snow. I mean, it's April here. It's sunny. We're going to go gardening today. And I'm hearing about people with snow? That's crazy, man. It's loco. So, Anima, I know that you've got a story ready for this week, going for 3 in a row. Let's see what you've got up your parka's sleeve. Here we go with Anima Zabaleta.
Hello, Anima Zabaleta here, with my submission for Weekly Challenge 155, prompted Rusty Steel. Sorry, my message is not a brighter one for Easter. This story is April 2010. Thank you very much, Guy David, for the music. I hunt along the rusty steel river. Eerie hulks list and careen. Weeds grow out of the crazed asphalt. When cars ran out of gas on I-95, travel halted on the east coast. Anything salvageable is long gone. The seats and mirrors are missing, but the trunk is still latched. How did this get missed by the others? The lock gives, and I find 2 blankets and a box of power bars. A corner of the carton is gnawed, but most bars are whole. Enough to trade. Today is a good day, I think, as the cold sun reflects off my face.
You did that just to see if I would put that all in, didn't you? Well, I'm putting it all in, and I'm not editing out. Let's see, how many seconds is that? I could have edited that down. I didn't. This is all about artist integrity. You do not change the miracle, the what is it called? The masterpiece. You do not change the masterpiece once it is put in there. You do not add smiley faces. You don't add in advertisements like putting in, say, a pizza at the Last Supper. That would be not just blasphemy, but maybe you have to change it next year to Chinese food. Layer upon layer of pain. That is just too much effort.
Thank you, Anima.
For more about Anima, you can check the link in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There is a poll there asking you, hey, which stories were the best this week? And you can click on more than one. It's really cool. And once you do that, it'll figure out who's going to go first next week. But until we're done with all the stories here, we need to get all these stories in. Don't just, you know, go there right now and say, okay, well, I'm done. Anima, you win again. I mean, yeah, maybe she will win again, and maybe she won't. That'll be determined by you and all the stories that you're about to listen to. So here comes the next story. That's right, we have more than one. I'm not just teasing you. And it's by Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses.
To 24 hours ago, I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I want to be sedated.
Hello there, everyone. This is Republican Chairman Michael Steele in for Bill Bennett. Let's go to the phones. Rusty from Lenoir City, Tennessee, you are on.
Mikey, it's your brother.
Yo, my homie brother, it's good people realize I do have street cred. Word.
No, Mikey, it's your real brother.
I don't have a biological brother, sir, but we are all brothers in the conservative movement.
Mikey, brothers, as in we share a mother. My name is Rusty.
Rusty Steele?
Yes.
Oh, lordy, lordy, this has to be either a bad joke or a really great 100-word story.
Thank you, Houston. Although, I gotta tell you, in a few months, I'm sure it's going to be like, Michael who? yeah. You know, a country is not judged by the quality of its ruling party, but the quality of its opposition party. You know, I mean, all of our parties suck, really, when you think about it. Anyway, how about we start our own party? What would we call it? Who would be in charge of it? I think we'd put Ellison in charge of it. Why? Because, well, I don't know. Maybe Linda knows why. Yes, Linda is back, and she recorded. And I think you're going to be able to understand what she's saying in this one. But if you can't, don't forget to go to the show notes and check the text of the story. Here's Linda.
Hello, everybody. It's Linda again from sisterpepperspray.blogspot.com. I haven't said it in a while because it's so stupid to say. But I'm tweaking the layout a little bit, which probably won't be done until I'm done with Script Frenzy and writing more than the 100 words there. And anyway, so the theme this week was Rusty Steele, and this is what I came up with. Excuse me, sir, are you Hitari Hanzo?
No.
With all due respect, sir, I was here when that lady came in before and...
Yeah, all right, it's me. What do you want?
Well, sir, I was wondering if you could do anything about the sword.
Oh, what have you done to it? This is not a disposable weapon, you fool. It is a work of art. My steel must be treated with respect. Oiled, cleaned, kept out of certain things. Tell me, how did it get into the state?
It's really hard to shower with a sword through my head, sir.
The end.
Thank you, Linda. This is why people really need to record their own stories, because they put in the soul. They breathe in the life to these stories. Me, it's just, I call in the midget and he just rambles through them and then he goes off for a smoke break or whatever the hell he does in his little prison in the basement. But this demonstrates that if you take that that clay that you mold, that you make into that work of art, and you put it in the kiln, and it doesn't explode, and it's time to glaze it, and it's time to paint it. Only you know what colors need to come out from that work of art. But if you don't have a microphone or any of that crap, or you're just, you know, too busy, yeah, just throw the pot over to the midget. He'll do something with it. And believe me, you don't want to look inside of it when he's done. Next up is Justin from the Space Turtle. Justin! Justin! That's right, Justin the Space Turtle. Let's hear what he's got this week.
Meow, Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. It's titled Steadfast, and it is for the topic Rusty Steel. Everything changed when the aliens took the moon away. Over time, the tide stopped, and a desolation crept across the planet. Small teams of aliens arrived to slowly wipe out survivors. They came across a lone clock tower that rose above the ruins. Rhythmic ticking quietly protested alien onslaught. The usurpers of life climbed the tower. In the center was a lone figure, weathered and aged. It raised its ticking eyes to the aliens. They raised their rifles. The figure reached to its back and wound up a key. One by one, the aliens fell from the tower. Dead.
No, that is no mere toy. It is a deadly, evil robot meant to destroy all life in the world.
Oh, thank you, Justin. And don't forget, Justin is available for balloon animal hunting parties. Ha ha ha! No, just... I'm a little tired this morning. Just these cats, they just keep... They're wrestling and all that. Nardo is, like, you know, exhausted. I'm exhausted. The kitten isn't. He just, you know, a bundle of energy. You know, what he doesn't poop out, he turns into high power energy. Want to hear him? Well, here. Let me see where they are. Nope, they're in the other room. Probably preparing for a fight. I should open the door and let them fight outside. Okay, next up is Tom. He doesn't have any stats this week, but he does have more at footnote. It's just so great that he's back. Okay, yeah, so it was sad about Jack. But still, it's great, that short attention span theater and all that. Okay, I'm such a fanboy. Here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tonight's story is called Sound Advice. Rusty Steel played pedal guitar for Buck Edwards' Chaparral Stompers. He hated being on the road, so he only played session work on their albums. Buck begged him to come with. It took two guys playing as hard and fast as they could to give the road show that Rusty Steel sound. One year it was Dupree Reinhardt and Blind Willie Lang. The next it was Baxter Gibbons and Gusty Winds. When Rusty passed away, Buck learned the reason he never toured. He just couldn't bear to be away from his daughters for even one night. That's a dad.
Wow. Now that, my friends, is a Father's Day story. That when I do a Father's Day compilation, which I haven't done yet, but I probably should, that will be the headliner. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Norval Joe. That's right, Norval Joe. I know you've been thinking to yourself all week, what will Norval Joe come up with? And then you've also been thinking, hey, Why is the fire alarm on? Do I smell smoke? What's burning? Oh my god, I'd better get out of here. I'd... wait. Oh, Narval Joe has a story right now. I'll sit back down and let the fumes overcome me as I listen to this story.
Hi, this is Narval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 155 with the prompt, Rusty Steel. Inigo lay dead, the thrust to his heart so rapid and deadly that little blood oozed from the fatal wound. It wasn't a thrust from the shining, razor-sharp blade of a master swordsman like Ernesto Cervantes, nor was it the rusty steel of a clandestine blackguard mercenary. He had no opportunity to use the Agrippa defense and take advantage of uneven ground, or engage in witty banter with his attacker. He couldn't thrust his fist into the gaping wound and defiantly challenge his murderer. Lawrence cut him down with an attack he could not counter, an expletive to the heart. Well, there you go, Lawrence. Inigo's dead. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Anybody want a peanut?
I killed you, Inigo Montoya. I didn't kill your father, though some other dude with six fingers, but I have five fingers in each hand, and I killed you. I bet you if there was a man with four fingers on his hand, he'll kill your children. Oh, thank you, Narval Joe. Just, dude, that guy would, you know, fill me so full of holes, Satan could use me as a colander. I mean, come on. Me against Inigo Montoya? The only way I could nail him would be, like, you know, he'd be in the porta potty, yell, God, this was a horrible, horrible idea for dinner, Fezzik. And, you know, Fezzik goes, you need to poop. What's the scoop? And I'd just, you know, throw a few sticks of dynamite at him. You know, that's really, you know, all you can hope for. I mean, you plunk away at Fezzik with a 22, and he's going to be like, ooh, mosquitoes. Have some Fritos? So, next up is, Daniel is back. Remember Daniel? He came in here and had some cool stories, and he's taking a break. He was doing some moving. He was moving things around. As opposed to us, we just sit still. So, here's Daniel and, his story, and welcome back.
Hello everyone, this is Danny over at DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories podcast. And the topic this week was Rusty Steel. In the onset of winter, the blink of an eye is all the time it takes to split the sternum and pierce the heart. 4 days will have gone by when the maggots and the other insects begin to consume the flesh. 30 days until the beetles come to feast on the tough, dry meat. 120 days for the moths and bacteria to consume the remaining hair. Spring will bring the warm, humid rains as summer creeps upon what is left. 14 days more until the steel blade bleeds dark red onto the newly polished and washed bone. Eternity for the soul to forgive.
Ooh, decomposition stories. Thank you, Danny. Welcome back. And maybe one day you'll share some photos. Oh, sorry. Next up is Blue Smoke Hextall, otherwise known as Guy David, but don't tell anyone that. If you tell anyone that, oh, there will be such trouble. By the way, David was the last name out there, if you didn't know. Arabella David is someone that I know. I don't know. I don't know why I would suggest such a thing. No, I would never suggest such a thing. So, here's Guy David. He does the music for the beginning, the ending, his story, and, also he did animas. And yeah, I have all of his stuff, and I'm still chopping up segments of it, trying to figure out what could go where. And notes, I'm listening to these, and when I listen to music, usually a story jumps out at me like, oh, this is an octopus who loves to cook sushi. And he cuts off little bits of himself, feeding them like, oh, how do I taste? How do I taste? Oh, I taste so scrumptious, don't I? And that kind of stuff. Little crazy characters that pop out. You know, the things that I release my madness in ways that don't make the headlines. and none of the music yet has jumped out at me, which means I need to drink more. So here's Guy David with his story. And, Guy, I have downloaded all those pieces from that music.guydavid.com, and I just need to listen to them in a loop while I am doing naughty stuff to myself, maybe. And then just, oh, this is going to be the naughty adventures of Abraham Lincoln. Okay, here's Guy David.
Well, hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 155. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where coffee is being tormented on a regular basis. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now it's time for another story. The topic for this week is Rusty Steel. Enjoy!
Don't bring me any of those shiny steel rods. I like my steel rusty. I like it crunchy. I like steel that makes little popping sounds when I chew. I like that steel that slowly dissolves inside my body, leaving a warm sensation in all the right places. I used to nibble on rocks, but it wasn't the same. Tiny pieces would get stuck in my teeth. Would take hours cleaning. It was messy. And the taste was kind of stale. Now I'm on a steel diet. I'm telling you, rusty steel is the way to go. It's the best.
I love the music. Aw, sweet. Anyway, I could just get that track, you know, stripped, and then, like, I could just let that go in a loop at the tower. That would be awesome. You know, I have a little loop player. Dude. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from him in the links in the show notes. But I've said, you know, Guy David, what would his domain be? Let me think about that. Guy David, if only he had the .com of that. I know the rule is I don't mention URLs. I tell people to go to the show notes where they can click on them. Because if I mention the URLs while you're listening in the car, while you're listening, while you're doing naughty things to yourself, coming up with Abraham Lincoln adventures, what good is it going to do? I mean, yeah, some of you have these iPod, iTouch, iPhone, BlackBerry, whatevers that you can do all this stuff mobile. This stuff is to be sit back, enjoy, relax. Have a cup of whatever you like. Okay, some of you may be working out, going out jogging, or perhaps being interrogated by the police. Still, that's no excuse for not going to the show notes and checking out these people's sites. The one author who did not submit a URL, and he never has, and he probably never will, is Planet Z. And this is his story. And actually, I think doesn't he have a Twitter?
We made the workarounds with simple carbon steel. Planned obsolescence for a rainy planet. They lock up before they achieve individual intelligence. Stainless steel wouldn't have rusted as quickly. Same goes for zinc electroplate. So, when chrome and zinc inventories were short last month, we knew something was up. Follow the energy is my first rule. 3 unauthorized taps from the solar halo grid. Deep underground, scrap metal and drones were melted down and rebuilt with the stronger steels. The robot army waiting silently for the command to strike. And so, by pushing this button, I give it.
Well, that's it for the 100 Word Stories podcast today. The weekly challenge number 155, Rusty Steel. You've heard 9 stories. That's right, single digits. We're down to single digits. We'll be down to negative digits soon enough. People will be sending in stories a week or two late. Ryle had a story for last week that didn't make it because she sent it into the wrong address. I know, she's all embarrassed and such. And I'm all embarrassed for not having included it sometime this week in the feed. So I'll just backdate it. You won't know the difference. In a year you'll be like, oh yeah, he included that, didn't he? Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is here. Integrity? Non-existent. I'll be shameless. And oh yeah, there were 20 stories this week. We set a record! The text for the stories can be found in the show notes, podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com. You can also vote on your favorites. That's multiples. So you can click, 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 little clicky boxes. There are links to all the authors who sent stories in. And thank you to each and every one of you for constantly making this podcast what it is. Although I do my best to totally ruin it with the bumpers and the ads. But the music, still by Guy David, good stuff. So thank you for sending your stories in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for voting. Thank you for commenting. What else? Thank you for linking out there so that other people find this. Just thank you. And folks, have a great weekend. I'll see you all tomorrow with another story. Until then, keep it brief.
Closing.